You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
I'm going to tell you something more specifically. You know, I encountered the Lord in a powerful, powerful prophetic encounter with Him. It was in this night vision, and that He showed Himself powerfully to me. It was something. He showed up, and I'm looking at Jesus. I'm looking at Him, and it's different than, it's kind of hard to explain Him. There was a picture that was drawn by some 8-year-old girl sometime back that she has a gift to be able to do art. She kind of drew Him the way I actually saw Him this way. But He had a short beard. He had a short hair. I was just powerful. And I felt this love in my heart for Him. He's talking about walking. He who walks amongst us. Revelation says, He who walks amongst the lampstands. You know, we're the light of God. Jesus brought the light into the world. And when we receive Jesus, the light of God comes into our life, which is the life of man. And so Jesus, I saw Him. He was standing there amongst us, and there was people that knew Him, and they knew who He was. There's people who didn't know Him and didn't even know He was there, and there's other people that conspired against Him. But anyway, I saw Him. I just wanted just to give Him a hug. It's like, oh, it's Jesus, right? And so I just hugged Him. You know, Hank Coonan is talking about the Lord walking amongst the land. I saw Him walking. So anyway, I was hugging. I was just like hugging Him like this, and I just felt the fullness of God in my spirit. It was amazing that you have been designed to love God. Did you know that? Your fullest, most best fulfillment that you'll ever have in your life is when you're fully engaged loving Jesus, right? He loves you. And I was like, oh my goodness. And after a while, you're thinking, He's going to like, okay, that's enough. But He didn't. He didn't turn away any of my love. It was just so powerful. Then He began to walk amongst the nation. I saw Him walking just walking, and all these things are going on. And like I said, the people that knew him and came to Him, and others that didn't know Him didn't even recognize Him, and others conspired against Him. And I'm watching this take place. And what I thought was very interesting was that, you know, you hear people portray Jesus as all these different things, but what I saw for myself was, despite people who didn't know Him, despite people who conspired and tried to create a narrative that He doesn't exist, that He's not Jesus, this type of thing, it didn't bother Him at all. He was just solid. He was just so solid. He wasn't bothered what's going on. Well, we shouldn't be bothered. If you have made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life and all these things are taking place, this talks about in Matthew 24 and just the things that happen in general in a fallen world, we should be just confident as Jesus. And so He was walking. He wasn't caught up in the affairs of this life and things that are going on. He's caught up in you. He loves you. He gave His life for you. So I want to encourage you. This awesome God is talking about specifically that this is a completed cycle, that the wait is over, that a distinction is coming. And at midnight on January 1st, 2020, it all began. It all ended. The cycle ended, and the decade of difference began. And it's so exciting, which means this. It looks like things are going to get darker, but you're going to get lighter. But He says that you're a children of the light. The kings come to your light. He says thick darkness and gross darkness covers the people and covers the earth, but light is what's inside of you, and people will come to your light. The darker things get, the brighter, which means this. You're going to be blessed like Israel was in Goshen. Everybody else is experiencing these economic crises, this loss of their herds or loss of their firstborn, flies, gnats, you know, all this difficult things in their agricultural foods and all. But God had His people in a place called Goshen, and they didn't experience those things. And because of the blood applied to the doorpost back then, when you have the blood of Jesus applied to your heart now, even death has no place over you. So these are exciting. These are very exciting days. I want you to be encouraged. 2020 is definitely the decade of difference. The cycle has ended. Receive it. Remember 2 Chronicles 20:20. Jehoshaphat spoke specifically of learning a life lesson that if you believe God, you'll be established. But if you believe the prophets of God, you will succeed. Take this word, believe it. I just speak it over you in Jesus' name. I want to encourage you. Listen, follow us. Join with our 45,000+ subscribers on our YouTube channel. We're just so excited. We newly have launched our YouTube channel. Over 1.7 million hours have been watched all around the world. We're so excited about you doing that. And if you haven't yet, you know, I want to encourage you, you see the address on how to get to it. Just go find us there, VFN TV on YouTube, and subscribe. and connect to us, because we have so many things that we don't get a chance to cover right here on the program. We go into details, and so join our 45 plus thousand subscribers. And if you subscribe, thank you. Encourage your friends to subscribe. Amazing things are going to begin to take place. We want to reveal them to you so you're encouraged and inspired. And as you go and you watch our channel over a period of time, you're going to be so encouraged and so inspired and joining in with the 1.7 plus million hours that have already been watched. Thank you for being one of our audience members.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.